have survived 1 week without the non-essential federal government employees. We survived 1 week without access to the Painted Canyon Overlook near Medora in the Badlands of North Dakota, without the scenic drive-by of Mount Rushmore, without access to the World War II Memorial. How are you faring, folks? Are you doing okay? Are you getting through this? And, you know, members of Congress work for you. So what guidance do you have for your public servants today concerning the showdown over the shutdown? Do you want the battle to continue until the Democrats compromise on Obamacare? Or if you take the side of President Obama and the Democrats here, are you concerned about the impacts on folks and want to stand? Okay, Republicans, you've made your point. Shut it down. Let us know what you'd like. Robert Kost of National Review will be here later this hour. He'll give us the latest on the back and forth in the negotiation. In the meantime, you are the boss. What do you want to have happen? And also next hour, by the way, the director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota answers your Obamacare questions. So get those ready. What does it mean to you? October 1, the sign-up's here. January 1, it starts as of now. Any questions or comments you have, certainly welcome. I am Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind, and say hello to Steve Bakken.
Good morning, y'all. This is one of those longest weeks of my life every year, Scott.
Why?
Because it's pheasant opener this weekend.
You're itching?
I'm itching. If I haven't decided where I'm going yet, but I'm itching.
If you had to pick the best pheasant hunting sweet spot, where's the ultimate honey hole in North Dakota, do you believe?
Oh, I can't tell you that. It's a secret.
Well, tell me one you want everybody to go to so they're not at yours.
Prior to the last several winters, I was a little partial down by Fullerton, that Ellendale-Fullerton area, but that kind of got wiped out. So now I you got to defer to Regent, that Regent area. I think it's a little bit better than Mott, and people from Mott are probably going to call me out on that, but I think the Regent area a little bit better than Mott when it comes to pheasant hunting.
All right, that's another question we have for you today. The number one pheasant hunting spot in North Dakota, where is it? You can be kind to your fellow hunters and just give them a little tip on, and most of these aren't a secret anyway. So not like you're exactly, you know, pointing out a particular section of land or anything. But just
GPS location or anything like that.
Just a general vicinity. Here's the telephone numbers to join us today on the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am curious, so we're a week in now, and there's a lot of games being played in this battle politically back and forth. Whatever side you're on, you know, if you believe the Republicans are being stubborn about Obamacare and they ought to just give in and realize it's law of the land and you want this over, let us know. If you think Democrats not compromising on Obamacare, let us know. The president yesterday invoked the name of a North Dakota woman from Minot, North Dakota. We're going to try and find her. Julia Pruden is her name. And he told a story about that he was getting all these heartbreaking letters over the last couple of weeks, supposedly 30,000 over the past few days. And he said one story he actually told was that Julia Pruden, on the very day that her application to buy a home for her and her special needs children was approved by the USDA's Rural Development Direct Loan Program, she wrote into the president saying, "We put in an offer to purchase a home this weekend. It was accepted. If funding does not go through, our chances of the American dream are down the drain. We've worked really hard to get our credit to be acceptable to purchase a home. If it weren't for the direct lending program provided by the USDA, we would not qualify to buy the home we found." So this qualifies as a heartbreaking story, according to the president. Is that reason enough to end the shutdown? And I'm thinking that all we're talking about here is the time, right, in which Julia would get the word from the USDA on her home. It's not as though she's being thrown out into the cold or something. Does that sound heartbreaking to you, Steve?
To a certain degree, it does. It does sound a little heartbreaking to me in the fact that we've got so much gridlock in Washington. I'm going to throw both sides of the bus onto this. Yes, there needs to be some compromise. And by the way, yes, Republicans, it is already the law. I don't think you can backtrack that. The way you backtrack that is not get your undies in a bunch and throw up a flag and say, we're going to pout and we're going to whine and we're going to carry on until you change something that's already a law. Well, you change that by getting the butts in the seats in Congress and then change it. That's how you change it. So we can't go down that road. But do I want to fight? Yes, I want to fight. But for the right reason, I want to fight because it needs to be a level playing field.
Well, I mean, you're just talking about
and that is a little heartbreaking.
They're gonna make the same argument to you that you just made to them. Hey, it's the law. Deal with it.
It is the law. Let's deal with it. You know what? How do we get the butts in the Congress? Well, let's go down that road. Let's see where we're at. Let's see where we're at a year from now, and we'll let the midterm elections decide.
You start on that front January 2015. And in the meantime, how much damage has been done? So I guess that's why they're fighting. Who's right here? You let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Weekend, enough heartbreaking stories about, monument, stories and, folks not being able to see museums and, story here, story there, USDA that you want to see this end, or should the fight continue? Sally's in Grand Forks. What's your advice to the folks that work for you, Sally?
Hi. Well, I think all will be lost if the Republicans in Congress don't hold the line on this one. I disagree with Steve there. Number one, the law of the land as it was written, and who knows what that is. I don't know if Steve knows what that is. I don't know anyone else who knows what that is except possibly Betsy McCoy. But it's guaranteed to throw a whole ton of us into a serious downfall here with regard to the health insurance situation, health care situation, the economy. It's going to, I don't know what kind of a moron would try to start a business in this climate right now, or who would be expanding his business. And we need people working, and we need people to be at work earning money and on the job. Well, that's not going to happen with Obamacare. Now, I can understand, and I have the same sort of feeling about when they elected Obama the first time. Well, I guess we had to have this. They had to have the pain. But, the last election wasn't a referendum. The presidential election wasn't a referendum on Obamacare because we had two Obamacare advocates running against each other. But Congress, we did get the butts in the seats in Congress. And now they're doing exactly what they were sent there to do. I think they've got to keep doing it. And as far as Julia, whoever she is, I feel her disappointment, but that's what it is. It's disappointment. It's a temporary setback. I don't know how old this lady is, but I know, I don't want to say how old I am. Everybody who knows me knows I'm too old, but I've had a million of these disappointments. Something doesn't work out, and it's not my fault, and I can't help it, and it's maybe not the seller's fault either, but something doesn't go through. I've had a million of those. Well, maybe not a million. I've had hundreds. And I know a lot of people. I don't know if we're supposed to get through life without disappointments or what. But this,
there wasn't any promise there, was there? Yeah.
Well, sadly, life's about some disappointments, about learning opportunities. And you know what? I think as a country, we need to learn. We need to go down that path. We need to figure out that, okay, maybe this isn't the best idea. Somebody was sold a bill of goods, but where the fight belongs, I think, is the level playing field. Sally, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Scott in North Dakota. Where are you calling from, Scott?
Yeah, I think that lady, this has nothing to do with what I'm calling about, but that lady might not. I think the loan that she's waiting on is an interest subsidy loan. So she's getting the house more or less just for principal. So right away, 50% of Americans don't feel sorry for her. But anyway, I appreciate you had a guest on about a week ago about the Medicaid expansion, and I was a little disappointed that nobody asked her any questions pertaining to that. I think this is the big part of Obamacare that people are missing. Obama's raised the ceiling on Medicaid, new Medicaid patients qualifying for this. He's blown the ceilings and the demographics off of this. So this Obamacare is not going to be all about insurance exchanges completely, even though for a certain percentage of Americans, it's going to be. But he has expanded. I mean, those underinsured and non-insured people are all going to qualify for Medicaid now. And that is absolutely going to balloon the system. And you don't hear anybody talking about that. That would be worthy.
And you're right. It's worthy of some more attention, Scott. Appreciate the tip on that. We will do that. Richard in Aberdeen, Pat in New Salem. When we come back, this is What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to get to our Facebook or our Twitter, whatsonyourmindradio.com is the place to go. And
hey, you have a bonus if you go to the Facebook page today, because I've posted a I don't know if it's my lucky day, Steve, or if it's just another scam, but I did receive in my Facebook messaging at 5 this morning, Facebook message box, a note from a woman in Oklahoma who wants to give me money.
Oh, that's awfully kind of her.
Yeah, don't the scams really want money? She wants to give me money and have me invested for her. So
I know Chris was admonishing you earlier about this, but it could be real.
the reason he was admonishing me because it was so obviously, a scam to him that he thought it was stupid.
Oh, no, absolutely. It could be real. You could get money. You could get money. You know, they'll send you $10,000 and you only have to send in $2,000 for the administration for that. So you'll be just fine, Scott.
Oh, we haven't got that far yet.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Richard in Aberdeen, what's on your mind today?
Mike the Make, I don't think that this law has any credibility whatsoever because what's being implemented right now is nothing close to what was passed. We did not have a waiver for 2,000 different type of entities, businesses, unions, whatever you may see, when the law was originally passed. We didn't have the mechanism where if you just, the honor system and verifying your income was not a part of the law. The president has arbitrarily waived the mandate for the businesses. He argued that it wasn't a tax, was George Stephanopoulos, and then he argues with the Supreme Court that it is a tax, and that's the only reason this law was upheld by the Supreme Court. What's implemented versus what was passed are two different things. In the current form, this law never would have been passed.
Erroneous bill of goods, then.
That is the strongest argument, Richard, that the Republicans have in fighting this, right? Because as Steve earlier said,
exactly.
It's passed, let it go, just deal with it at the next election.
But I did say, level playing field. That's where the fight lies.
But Steve, you're contradicting yourself. You can't say I want a level playing field and the law is the law, because that's exactly why the Republicans are fighting, because they're saying, hey, it isn't a level playing field, therefore we're fighting it. So, what you're suggesting would be a different legislative change, and they're not going for any of it. They won't even talk.
Can I ask Steve this question? How does the law have any credibility when the president went on national TV and got in a heated argument with George Stephanopoulos saying this is not a tax, this is not a tax, knowing that if he called it a tax, it would never pass, and then argue in the Supreme Court that the Congress has the power to tax and that's why the Supreme Court upheld it?
He lied. Flat out lied. Contradicted himself and lied.
Then why are we even going down this road? Why isn't the press holding him accountable?
That's the question. That's the bigger question. Why isn't the press holding him accountable? Now, from my standpoint, I want to see something get done in Congress. I don't care, and I'm sick of the bickering. I'm sick of the gridlock. I'm tired of nothing getting done. I want to see something get done. You know what? The American people, supposedly, this is so good for them. Level the playing field, get back to what he said was going to happen.
It's not
going to
happen, though.
No exceptions.
That's why we're having this shutdown right now. That's the battle.
That's the fight.
So again, you can't on one hand say, oh, I'm tired of the bickering. I'm so tired of it. And then say, I want this change, because that's why we have the shutdown. They're bickering so they can get what you want. So you got to decide what it is you want.
Everybody raise your hand. Are you tired of what's going on in Washington? Period.
I see all those hands. Richard, thanks for the call. Pat New Salem, you're next. What's your take? Keep fighting, Cave. What advice do you have for the folks that work for you in Congress?
The gentleman that just was ahead of me kind of stole my thunder, but it's not what was passed. I don't believe it was even worked out before it was passed. I'm tired of the gridlock. I'm tired of the fight. We need to quit spending more than we're taking in, and I'd like to thank the power line companies for their hard work after this big storm. I just came up out of the Black Hills. I was without power for 4 days. They did a fabulous job. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Let's talk about something fun, right? About all those folks out there who spent all weekend in the snow, trudging along, getting those lines back up and going to work. A lot of heroes out there.
And that was wet snow, and it was deep snow, and down in those ditches, I can't even imagine how much fun that must have been. Let's go to Mark in Minot. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. I'm just going to answer your question. Keep up fighting. I want everybody to fight first, but change wheels just a second. This is what's on my mind. It's been on my mind since yesterday. I caught bits and pieces of a guest you had that shared his life story. I don't remember his name. I know that there's supposed to be some kind of a seminar, I guess, he's holding here in Fargo. But I don't remember his name, but I don't remember what it is.
It was Jack Murphy. Jack Murphy was the guest yesterday.
I know. I can't afford to go. I wish I could, because he said something that shook me to the soul, and I want to thank you for having him on. It helped me put things back into perspective. He said that he realized he needed a new manager in his life. And that that spoke volumes to me, and I want to thank you guys for having him on. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah. Yeah, appreciate that call. And he did tell an amazing story. And, you know, Murph the Surf is his nickname. But as Steve mentioned, it's Jack Murphy. And he's speaking at a fundraiser for the jail chaplains. They're doing a dessert social 1 week from tonight on the 22nd. And that'll be in Fargo. We mentioned, obviously, there are a lot of folks that probably wouldn't be able to make it, but at least would have heard a story about a changed life. This guy had a dual life sentence plus 20 and has turned his life around. So anyway, MurphTheSurf.com if you want to find out more about him. JailChaplains.com if you want to know more about the event next Tuesday. Appreciate the call. Carl Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, on this budget process, I was just wondering, in the history of our country, is it has there ever been a time before when a existing law was trying to be repealed or modified as part of the budget process? I in my short lifetime of 70-some years, I don't recall anything like this.
Yeah, I don't recall it either. And I don't know if this is the right mechanism by which to do this. And that's kind of the hang-up I've got on this. It's like, you know, it's there. Has it changed? Do we get sold a bill of goods that doesn't exist? What this started as and where it is now, I don't agree with. But you know what? I think we as an American people need to feel some pain so that we understand that it's time to take Congress back and it's time to take the government back.
Well, they better get this thing straight. They better get it straightened out before the week's over. I think the crunch is really going to come down to some serious things. Unless there's a planned
reset
of all debt in the world, and they want to just have a worldwide depression.
Well, first of all, Tom Coburn, the senator out of Oklahoma, has said, "Look, assume you don't raise the debt ceiling. You obviously would pay your obligations first. You'd make those a priority." So now, again, when you have an administration, take this temporary government slowdown as an example, and they tell park rangers, go out and make this as miserable as possible, escort people off public beaches, put up barricades, would they provoke the worst of the worst? Yes, but that situation you're talking about, Carl, I believe could be managed. More on that with our guest next on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studio 1-800-228-0550 studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Headed.
Another South Dakota caller, Steve, wanted to weigh in while we're at break, so we're going to give that chance to, before we introduce our next guest. What else were you going to say about next hour?
Well, I was just going to introduce our next guest and talk about a little roundtable discussion as we're going to get back into some of the healthcare side of this with the impact that Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, Luther Stuhland, Director of the Health Policy Impact. We're going to be talking a little bit about what Obamacare means to North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Montanans, Minnesotans, whoever may be listening today that has to fall under the guise of what's good for all.
That's next hour, bottom of next hour, your Obamacare questions. Welcome. In the meantime, here's someone from South Dakota who wanted to weigh in on our topic this morning.
Hi, my name is Dan Schultz. I just wanted to point out one thing about this whole Obamacare. If everybody remembers right, House Speaker Pelosi said we have to pass this bill to see what's in it. Well, we've seen what's in it. We want to get rid of it. So if we read the bill, if the Democrats would have allowed the bill to be fully vetted before they passed it, we wouldn't be having this problem now. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. That's one of the greatest hits, if you remember, from the whole debate. Robert Costa from National Review is here to give us the very latest on this back and forth. I know Speaker Boehner just had a press conference, and, of course, yesterday the president giving a speech and throwing out a few what he considered to be heartbreaking stories on this. So the posturing, the political back and forth continues. What's happening behind the scenes? Hopefully Robert can give us the very latest here. Robert, how are you?
Hey, great to join you. What we're seeing this morning is House Republicans have decided to move forward incrementally. They're trying to move toward a debt limit plan, but they're not ready to cave. What they're trying to do today is appoint a debt limit negotiating team to force Senate Democrats to the table.
So would this be similar to what they proposed at the 11th hour on the continuing resolution battle, basically a conference committee to sit down and iron out differences here?
That's exactly right. It is very similar to the budget conferees that Speaker Boehner tried to do on the eve of the shutdown. And it seems like Speaker Boehner is really trying to get negotiations to be the key element here. And then he knows it's going to be difficult to get any kind of major concessions in divided government. So he's just trying to set up some kind of budget talks for the future.
Robert, what's changed, though? What has changed on the Democratic side that might bring them to the table? You can talk about having these conferees, but what's the difference now?
It's hard to say because the Democrats, surprisingly, are towing quite a firm line that they're not moving much. They're not giving in to Republicans' demands for negotiations, let alone Republicans' demands for a medical device tax repeal or entitlement reforms. So this puts Boehner in a difficult position because if the Democrats won't deal, the question is, what do Republicans accept as a compromise? And it's really vague at the moment what they're willing to do.
Here's the question I have. What pain is there, right? I mean, you've got now the military folks back. You've got the history, at least, that these folks that are the federal workers ultimately get their back pay, and that's passed over on the House side again this time. Most likely, obviously, would pass at the Senate. In other words, where's the pressure? Where's the mounting? But the president gave a couple of sob stories yesterday, but I mean, a woman from North Dakota that has to wait a week or two to find out whether or not she's going to get the financing for a house on an offer that's already been accepted doesn't exactly seem like it ought to bring the House of Cards down. What, are the House members feeling, you know, some sort of heat here?
Not really. They all came back from a couple days away, and I was at the Capitol this morning, and it turns out that they're not really feeling too much heat back home. If anything, they're having a lot of conservatives are here in to fight on, to keep the fight going, and the shutdown is not, they're not, a lot of the older members say that it's a lot different than it was in 95, 96 with Gingrich. They're just not feeling the same kind of political pain.
What's the, just to play devil's advocate here, why should the Democrats come to the table and negotiate? Why is there an incentive for them to do that? If they just hold their ground, they've got the high ground on this, according to them, right?
That's exactly right, and that's why some leadership aides tell me that a default is very much still on the table. If Democrats really are unwilling to negotiate, the president doesn't want to sit down and try to cut some kind of deal ahead of the debt limit, default's an option. But what's more likely is that there's going to be a short-term extension of the debt limit while simultaneously letting the shutdown continue, because the shutdown is not really a pressing matter for both parties. They're feeling heat on it in some districts, but not everywhere. But default really looms over the discussions as something that no one wants. So look next week for them to maybe do a short-term extension of the debt limit.
Financially, who loses if there is a default? We've got China coming out and now raising the specter that, oh, no, the world economy is going to be horrible, absolutely horrible if you default on this. China's really raising a stink. Why is that? Because they want to give us loans or do they want their money back?
It's both. And because a weak U.S. economy makes China quite vulnerable in the world economy. And I think China is very very sensitive to the idea that if the U.S. defaults, it's the entire Chinese economy, which is based on how the U.S. buys debt from China, it's not going to totally collapse, but it'll be a dent in the Chinese economy. So, I mean, this is a major economic issue in a different way than the shutdown, because there are global economic consequences. Regardless of you think how big they will be, there will be much more with a default rather than a shutdown.
And speaking of a default, Tom Coburn recently came out and said, look, we'll pay our obligations here. We'll prioritize. I mean, why is this a case of the Obama administration is going to push for a default, just like they're pushing for the parks to be closed when they don't need to be, as a result of putting as much pain as possible from the showdown out there? Or is there a way to avoid default at the same time, having an impasse?
I'm not so sure. I think Tom Coburn's point, and I've heard it from other House Republicans, is the U.S. will continue to pay its debts. There's enough money in the bank. And that's true to an extent. But when you talk to people on Wall Street, there's a hesitation to totally accept that argument because there's a sense that the U.S. technically would continue to pay its debts, but the world markets would look unfavorably upon any kind of U.S. default, regardless of the technical details of the default. And I think, look, the Republicans don't want to be blamed for default. That's why I really think what you see Boehner did today at the conference meeting here at the Capitol was talk about having a debt limit negotiation team. It's not the shutdown that's pushing them forward. It's the debt limit. And you see the leadership at the least trying to get something done.
We're talking with Robert Costa of National Review on the government shutdown and House Republican strategy on the debt ceiling battle with the Senate. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hi. We actually reached the debt limit 4 months ago, and Article or 14th Amendment, Article 4 of the Constitution says the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services and suppressing insertion of rebellion, shall not be questioned. We have $3 trillion going to be coming in from October 1st, 2013 through September 30th, 2014. $3 trillion. I mean, all they got to do is prioritize, pay the interest first, $240 billion. China has nothing to worry about. Social Security, $860 billion, pay it. That's only $1.1 trillion. Hold Medicare to 2013 spending. I mean, there's so many things that they can do. And people like Heidi Heitkamp coming out and saying that Native Americans won't get, you know, taken care of or kids are going to starve. It's all hype. But just like when the president said that when we did sequester, the end of the world was going to come. It didn't. Half the people in this country don't even know there's such a thing as sequester. So we don't, the end of the world isn't going to come. The money is there. $3.1 trillion in revenues coming in this next fiscal year. We got to get it under control. It's as simple as that.
I think we ought to put John on the communication team for Republicans because really, I mean, to say, hey, the conversation we ought to have is long-term solvency of government programs and forget about, you know, these short-term battles. You know, that message really isn't coming out from Republicans, is it, Robert?
No, it's really not. And Republicans seem to be very confused about the path forward. Some of them want to do a short-term debt limit increase. Some of them just simply want to end the shutdown. Others want to fight to the absolute limit and make sure you get a repeal or defund of Obamacare or a delay of Obamacare. So there's a lot of divide within the House GOP, and that's really shaping the internal discussions right now, because if there's no real consensus, broadly speaking, within the House GOP, I think we're just going to continue to see the leadership inch forward trying to get some kind of consensus built.
How short would a short-term How short would a short-term extension be if they went down that road? Are we talking 3 months?
Probably
are we talking
weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks. Very short. Very short. Just to continue talks.
Here's an email comment from a listener. Our Congress has a legal, constitutional right to determine the spending priorities of the country. To act like this is some sort of usurpation of the system is wrong, wrong, wrong. What is happening now is the very intent of the founders. Pit the powers against each other to prevent bad policy from going forward. Spending originates from the House because they are closest to the people, and spending is the ultimate expression of liberty. This is finally the system working as it's supposed to. We hear similar comments from a lot of our listeners. What do the polls show? I mean, this isn't the political disaster for Republicans that Democrats predicted it would be so far. Is it, Robert?
When you look at some polls, there's definitely a move in the country among a broad array of voters to end the shutdown and to not default. But in terms of really causing political volatility for Republicans, I think that's right. Because a lot of Republicans now, because of the redistricting, are coming from safer seats, safer Senate seats even, and they're not feeling the immediate pressure. But there's a lot of members like Charlie Dent in Pennsylvania and others from purple districts who are definitely getting calls. They're telling me 5-1, 10-1 against a debt limit default or against the continuation of the shutdown. So it's a mixed bag.
Would this sit down that Boehner's proposing, this government shutdown debate team, if you will, or conference committee, would include this so-called grand bargain, so there's wider tax reform and other fixes?
Boehner would want a grand bargain, but it's just not possible to get one in the short term. I think Boehner started to acknowledge that privately. So this is just to maybe put off talks into the future. But it's very unlikely in this compressed, pressure-filled time period you're going to get a grand bargain.
Robert Costa with National Review with us. If you had to say what consensus there is on the Republican side, would it be to continue this battle, but with a little bit of nervousness to the debt ceiling debate?
I think so. I think there's a real you see a real push within the conference to make the White House negotiate, to make the White House sit down. But if they don't, I think the Republicans ultimately will try to avoid default at the last minute.
And how do you do the avoidance of the default?
You just pass a short-term extension, and then you say you're going to keep fighting for the next 2 weeks until the White House sits down. And you hope that push pressure on the president to sit down, because the president just refuses to negotiate. So that's what once he gets sits down, they think they can get a concession out of him. Maybe
Robert,
a political device tax repeal. Maybe it's something else.
Robert, thanks for joining us today. Robert Costa, the National Review on the government shutdown, the House Republican strategy on the debt ceiling. Back to your phone calls when we come back. Bob, Dave, you're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, Scott Hanlon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
All opinions welcome on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's an example of someone on a little bit of a different side of this particular debate than we've been hearing this morning.
If there's anyone to blame for the shutdown, people, it's the Republican House Speaker Boehner. He is the one that is not letting anything pass. He can be thanked for this mess.
Ken on our Facebook page says, give in and grow up. So there's a little different view. Welcome all. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Right now in Bismarck, 43 degrees in clear skies with a west wind at 7. 51 in Minot, 56 in Fargo, Grand Forks, 52, Jamestown, 47, Devil's Lake, 50, Wahpeton, 55, Valley City, 54 at this hour. Out westward, oil patch, we go Williston, 55, Tioga, 48, Stanley, 48, Dickinson, 51 at this hour. Sydney, Montana is 55 degrees. South Dakota, Lemon, 41 degrees. That's the cool spot of the whole region. Clear skies with a west-northwest wind at 5. Mobridge, 51. Aberdeen, 54. Watertown, 54. Minnesota side, Fergus Falls, 59. Thief River, 54. Alexandria, 57 degrees at this hour. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Ed and Dickinson. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Ed?
Hi. Yeah.
How are you?
I just got an email here that says that the Obama is allowing the Hispanics to have their rally in the same place us veterans were kicked off of. So it's really great. He's very selective. You know, everything for everybody, right?
Well, I think we all know that's not the case.
Right. So it's just amazing to me that he cherry picks like everything he wants to for himself or for his people, that his people. And I'm saying it that way, absolutely, his people. And now, absolutely stand your ground, Republicans, and do not allow this law to happen. If he wants a law this way, he wants a law that way. No, we don't want his law at all. We don't want him anymore, ever. Have a nice day.
I think you bring up a great point. The government's got in the business of picking winners and losers, and that's never a winning situation. Let's go to Bob in Minot. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Yes, we got to think back. This started 6 years ago, people. All these laws and changes and regulations just didn't come about. They were all on the shelf, and when the Democrats got control of both the House, the Senate, and the presidency, that's when all this thing came, because they didn't have to answer to anyone. There was no negotiations from that point. I'm a small business owner. When Obamacare, for our business, we've been in business for 33 years. We had our health insurance with a fairly high deductible for our employees. 2 weeks after Obamacare, we were paying $18,000 a year for health insurance. That was our premium. 2 weeks after that, we got a letter from our company that our premium was going to just over $40,000 for our company. Needless to say, we couldn't keep that, so we went to another company with an even higher deductible. What needs to happen is they need to keep the fight up, but we also need the people that are in small business and that are working to make sure that they get out and vote and get people in there that will help business. But since they have had control, all of the percentages have gone up for the people that are getting a subsidy, handout, whatever it may be. And when you start getting, you hate to admit it, but Romney was right. 47% of the people, if they keep getting the checks and it's better than it was before, how are we ever going to get rid of them? That's all I have to say.
Keep the fight going is what you're saying, Bob. That's your advice.
But this all started back 6 years ago. I mean, as far as regulations on agriculture, all this stuff, it just didn't happen. It was all in place waiting for the right opportunity when no one could stop all of these regulations to come in for farmers, for small business, for everything. That's when it started.
By the way, appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. Ed in Dickinson earlier called about something he'd picked up on about a rally, and here's the scoop on that. There is a rally planned for comprehensive immigration reform in Washington, D.C. today, and evidently the administration is allowing that, even though the mall, the National Mall where that will be held, is supposed to be closed due to the federal government shutdown. So you got open-air spaces like the World War II memorial barricaded because of the shutdown, but an organizer for the rally told the Washington Examiner the National Park Service will allow the rally in March. And by the way, we're also hearing from a few more folks within the Park Service that have been told that are coming forward and saying, hey, we were told to make things as miserable as possible at these parks, like blocking off the scenic overlooks as an example and the barricades at the World War II memorial. So I don't think we heard the last of that, Steve, to tell you the truth. I think, we'll get some more of the tactics out, which hopefully will, in my view, embolden folks not to succumb to those as reasons to shut this down, but rather settle this once and for all. And, the idea of a short-term fix seems rather unseemly to me.
I don't like that idea. You're just pushing it down the road.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a short-term fix to I guess, get to a bigger long-term solution, fine. But if it's just
solve this.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's...
And people get wound up about the debt ceiling going, oh, gee, after the 17th of October, we're broke. Well, no. When we're $17 trillion in debt, we're broke. It's not about the 17th and $17 trillion. At that point, we're already broke. When you're $17 trillion in debt, yeah, and you owe a lot of money, you're broke.
There's no such thing.
That.
There's no such thing as a debt ceiling, obviously, because we're $17 trillion in debt. So we keep raising it. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.